The Inter-Island Ferry Authority, known as the IFA, has been sailing for about 15 years. It runs between Hollis on Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan, and it's separate from the much larger Alaska Marine Highway system.
We move people, we move vehicles, we move freight.
Dennis Watson of Craig is the IFA's general manager.
We take people to town to shop or for healthcare reasons or to vacation, or we bring tourists out to the island and bring them back to Ketchikan.
A new report funded by the IFA takes a look at what its approximately 50,000 passengers meant for the economy in 2015. Melanie Shivens runs Rain Coast Data, a Juneau-based research firm hired to produce the document. She says fishermen and processors who depend on the IFA contributed about $11 million that year.
Businesses build their business models around having the IFA to transport fresh, high-valued seafood products, and fresh and live. There's gooey ducks, and there's oysters, and there's different product that without the IFA, these businesses wouldn't exist.
The report says last year's total economic impact for Prince of Wales Island was just under $20 million. The impact for Ketchikan was just over that amount. Shivan says islanders traveling to Ketchikan for medical care made up about a third of the spending.
I think because you have the IFA there, the medical facilities in Ketchikan are able to have more services and have services that are targeted at a larger population than just the Ketchikan population.
The ferry authority is owned by Prince of Wales Island Communities plus Wrangell. It pays for 85% of its costs through the fare box. The rest comes from the state and federal government, though state funding didn't come through this budget year. IFA's Watson says despite Alaska's tight budget, he hopes the legislature will resume chipping in.
I'm going to hand deliver a copy of this report to every office on the Hill. And they need to see it because, people that live around Fairbanks and places that don't have ferries and don't need marine transportation the way we do need to understand, what we're about.
The Ferry Authority owns two almost identical ships, the Prince of Wales and the Stikine. That's because it used to have a northern route connecting Kaufman Cove to Wrangell in Petersburg. That shut down because it didn't attract enough traffic and lost too much money. But the IFA still has both ships. Watson says the authority looked into selling one to save money, but it decided it was crucial to have a backup.
If something should happen to the vessel that happens to be working at the time, and you have to pull it offline, it has this huge domino effect. And us, we just have point A to point B. If something happens, we're usually on top of it.
He says having only one ship would mean canceling sailings for a month every year for maintenance and inspections. With tourists in the summer, school travel in the winter, and seafood year-round, he says that would hurt people at both ends of the route. The Inter-Island Ferry Authority was started to boost service to Prince of Wales. State ferries used to stop there, but not as frequently as now. Watson says the two systems support each other.
In order for IFA to survive, we have to have a marine highway system that has a reasonable schedule, because what we're doing is we're providing access from Prince of Wales Island to either the southern or the northern mainland highway system.
A separate, smaller ship began sailing the IFA's Old Northern Route in 2015. The Rainforest Islands ferry runs 5 months a year out of Kaufman Cove. It sails to Wrangell and a landing about 30 miles south of Petersburg. This is Ed Schoenfeld.